Non give us, non give us. Last word of the line, non give me a lot of that. Last word of the omens, non give me a lot of the word of Irishna. In the name of Chalera, non give me a lot of this. It's me. Show you, we show you Sura Mugdosh. Come now, we're talking about Muhammad Ali, but we can see Moslem and Ramon about a case where a show pushed another show into a pit. And how do we divide up the payments between this show the damaging and the book? Now we're moving on to two Shavon. Two Shavon ganged up against another show. And the two Shavon, one of them is damages, and one of them has a Ptor. Why would they have a Ptor? It's a show Psule Hamukdoshim. Show Psule Hamukdoshim is a show that is Hekdish Mikiron. And it's got mum, and Rashi Tesis, Rashi in brackets, we're not meant to do it, Tesis, we are discussing what type of show it is. It's a b'chor. Okay, so you have a b'chor that is not chayvo, it's damages. What it does, you're not chayvo. And you have a show that you are chayvo. And the two of them ganged up on another show, and they're not. Yeah, I said same Russian thesis in brackets, which we're not meant to do for some reason, and the thesis is not in brackets. So it's a b'chor b'amor. Yeah. Abai Omar Mishano Chatzi Nezek. Abai says that only half damages are paid. And Avinu Omar, only a quarter of the damages are paid. So what's Pshat? Is there any way we can explain and reconcile the argument between Abai and Avin? So the Gemara says like this, half of a town, both Abai and Avin are talking about the same type of animal, talking about a town. So why should it be that Abai says Chatzinezim and Avin is the quarter? So you're saying because Hok Rabon or Hok Rim Nosson. If you work out to come to Rabbanon, there's two of them getting out together, so a partnership, and Rabbanon don't hold that this is so. If you can't claim for one, the other one has to pay. So Mameda, you have two partners. One of them is Potter, one of them is not. So the one that's not pays 50%. So his part of this partnership. And the other one doesn't get paid, doesn't pay. So we're talking about the one who said Chatzin Ezek. Is going light. Why is it going to be Chatzinezek? It's going light. Ibn Nosson says the Gemara. And the one that says Rabbanezek is going like Rabbi Rabbon. All right, let's work it out. We're talking about a town. How much would a town pay if he doesn't have a part? Oh, so his maximum payment is half. It can't be more than half. So we made a Yola Ibn Nosson. Nosson says, if the other partner can't pay, you have to pay. If you don't have a partner, you have to pay up. Because your time, you have to pay up. If you hold neither up on, no, this time can say, so I have a partner. And I only have to pay half of what I would have done. So I don't have to pay a quarter. So I buy it, says half. Not says a quarter, it is virtual the time. And the lines and half is going to go. And you know, I don't have a partner. You do have a partner. I do have a partner, so I only pay half of what I would have had to pay otherwise. And then I had a partner, I would have had to pay. And I got a partner, I only have to pay 25. That's the first chance with the mark. You both same as second chance. We don't need to say that my colleague is a buyer and Ravina is whether you are. Hold of Rabbon and Reb Nosson. Hava Rabbon and Behmet, both Abai and Rabbon and Ravina were talking about it were holding in the shitta of Rabbon. That you do look at it as if I have another partner. So now, if we understand that, so we're going with Rabbon. So who's the difficult one? Abai, if you have a partner, why should Abai say that you pay half? You don't pay a quarter. There it is. Then Abai was speaking about Mood. Well, but I'm of a mood. If I was in that wood, and a mood has paid full damage, and he has a partner, and he has paid 50, and your winner was talking about a town, And the time when he pays spirits. And in the partners, he pays 25. I call top. That's the first malach of the Gemara. Says Rashi, Shoy Hedyut, Shem Sarim Gosman, Shem Alku. We're about 12 lines down, 15 lines down in Rashi. Shoy Hedyut, Shem Sarim Gosman, Shem Alku. Shoy Hedyut, Shoy Normal Hedyut. The word Hedyut doesn't exist in the Gemara, it's the explanation. But the Rashi has a different use. Rashi has explained. Shoy Hedyut, the Shoy that's a Hedyut, the Shoy Sarim Gosman, Shem Alku, Ben Shneem, together they go. The Balashoy has to pay the show the head has to pay half damages. Basha Mashid Hanizik and the rest the Nizik has to forego. Over town, like me, Mar's gonna say we're talking about town. Of the Ribnosan and following like the shit of Ribnos Norma, the let's say Mishtalumi Mahai, Mishtali Mahai. Babakami. These were the very important words of Rashi to be healing to us and what the longest of Rimnosa is. That's the story. Rimnosa tells you, if you don't have a partner who can pay, it's as if you don't have a partner. It's as if you don't have a partner, and therefore you have to pay. It's as if you don't have a shutter. Katzinezek, because if you didn't have a partner, that's how much he would pay. And the Ravina was going to have a bottom. Ravinezek, you're going to pay a quarter. I have the Yeshish. We do look at this if you have a partner. And they say, you know, Shtanim and Akotchim, you have to eat. And this, since you can't, the Nizek can't claim his damages from the Kotchim, he lost that. So you're going to pay 25% and the other 75% gets thrown out. If I say Abana, maybe you can say even a bike can go like the Abana, but I believe you. One took my mood, one took my time. Rabbi was talking about time, Rabbi and Ezek, maybe you should shut up. For mood, that's pay Chatz in Ezek, because he also has a partner and he's a mood, so he pays half, a shah, yes. Okay, so far, the Gemara is very simple reading. The Chiddush in this Gemara is that the Machlokes Reb Nosson and Rabbanon is said also by two Shvarim. It's not said specifically with a Bo and a Shoy. It's said in all cases. Two Shvarim fighting together. There's a partner. One partner can't pay. According to Reb Nosson, the other partner has to put the bill. Kami Shein Leshut. The other partner has to put the bill. Okay? Don't think it's just with Bori, because the Bori did the whole thing. No. Even my two Shvarim, they're both doing it together equally. If one can't pay, the other one has to pay more. And of course, it's difficult in it, because if a Shoy only does 50% of the damage, why should he pay more than that? If we're saying the two partners are considered, each one does 50%, then why should he pay more than his half? By Bari, we said, Doine, it looks as if it's inside it, I'm not sure you can't see it. And that's Tosfos the Ramatzal Hokri Abonon, which we'll get to. Tosfos says this Gemara is going with opinion that each one did 100% of the damage. If you have two Shvarim damaging, each one of them is 100% per share, and therefore 100% liable for the damage. And therefore, if you hold like a Nosson, you have to pay it. The other part. Because you did, you yourself 100% per share. To me, saying I should have been 100% per share, then you have to pay the entire amount. Okay, so that was the first one.
According to Tosfos, you're saying that the difference that both Shvarim delivering equal blows together, as opposed to each Shvarim delivering half equal?
Yeah, so when the Gemara says, the Machlik is Ahmed Aleph, if each one does 100%, each one does 50%, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that there's a machlug, is it? How the animals, the velocity of the animal. They both did, they both killed together. If two animals killed together, what is my responsibility? Is it considered 100% per share that left my animal lying around? Or do we say, no, since together it got damaged, we divide the liability between them? I mean, if we're going to say that since you were per share 100%, it doesn't bother me about what the other guy's paying. You are hired to really are hired to pay 100% because you are 100% per share. Obviously, the Nizik doesn't get 200%. So it is another guy's paying. We'll divide up the costs. But you yourself, you should know, you are 100% responsible for the damage that happened. So really, you should be paying 100%. And the other guy also.
There's only one short doing the same amount of damage, but not necessarily done.
Yeah, it's interesting, Shaila. In a hurry, it could be said that since you appreciate letting your animal run wild, it's not the first, whether we're talking about each one did a lethal blow. It's not the first. But the loss of the Gemara beforehand was mashma. The Gemara said, if my boy wouldn't have been there, your show would have killed it. So it's mashma that the show itself was doing a lethal blow in the Gemara beforehand. So that's definitely the easiest mashma. They're both doing lethal blows, and therefore, of course, you should be 100%. I'm just not convinced that mukhafa has to be that. Because as much that they're together, they're doing something, and I was a b'sheh for letting my animal do something together with another animal, I'm 100% b'sheh.
Even though they didn't fully fulfill
the fact that they're together. Yeah. Yes, I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's my understanding. Okay, that's the first battle of the Gemara. Ebay statement. We are now, Ikadomi, sorry. Now six lines down in the Gemara. Ikadomi, Abai Oma, Chatzi Nezek, Ravina Oma, Kuri Nezek. Now here it's the other way around. Now, Abaya was the more maker and Ravina was the more master. Abaya, we knew, always said Chatzi Nezek. That was bold. Right? Abaya, both the Shemit to the Gemara and Chatzi Nezek. We've got no doubt what Abaya was. The Chinese were Ravina horns. Does Ravina say? Quoted does Ravina say? Kuloi. The Phoenix Economy, Ravina holds Kuloi. Now, what's a Cheshman now? It's the same type of Cheshman. It's all easy going. How about the Murad? We're talking about Murad. If Ravina said you have to pay Kuloi Nezek, obviously we're talking about Murad. So, what's Shayna Abaye? If we're talking about Murad, okay, well, no, if you're not set, good job, Abaye. You've got a partner, you've got a partner. You pay for 50. And I come to him now, and say, what? That part has been paid. Can you say in a short time, so you pay 100%? Anybody see me? How about Kirk Nelson? They're both Abaya and Ravina. Ravina, we always knew how much Kirk Nelson, even Abaya holds Kirk Nelson. Abba Mood, Abba. But the reason why Abaya said you pay half is because we're talking about Eitan. And Eitan, the maximum, even if he doesn't have a partner, is only 50. And therefore, you pay 50. And Ravina says, we're talking about Mood. In Ravina's case, we're talking about Mood, and Mood, since you don't have a partner, because of fear of Nossim, considered to me, Shane Shaduf, you pay 100%. Right? It's very simple. The reason why perhaps we changed the Ikadomi is because we wanted maybe it to go with Nossim, not for the money, the past night Nossim. So we wanted a Abaye and Ravina to go with the Nossim. Okay, let's see some Rashi. Not so much, then we have a Tosas and right in the Gemara. Show ahead, it's a Rashi first of all. Show ahead, we did that. We did that one as well. Ibrahim same around too. No, we did that one as well. Top. In fact, we've done the whole thing. Fantastic. Tosas. Harker Abonon Harker Nossim. We Harker Abonon Harker Nossim. That was in the first Ikadomi. We said Machlik Zabai Ravina was one held like about Rabbanon, one held like Nossim. Come on, what's the Kiddush? Says Tosas, the Kiddush is that Pilimishne Shvarim, even with two Shvarim, even with two oxen, Yiyah Adin, Kamoy Bishoy Uboy. Just like Bishoy Uboy, we had the dinner with Nossim and Rabbanon, so too with two oxen. I forgot the Bishoy Uboy, the Nossim Shayach Tvei. Even though by Shoy Uboy, the Nossim Shayach Tvei, the main man. It's much easier there to say, much easier by showing boy to put the onus of responsibility on the boy. I found my ox in your boy. Therefore, more of a reason why you should be more so reliable. At Kitate. Well, be sure to show an economy market, but too sure, and you can't say that. Nevertheless, you still say this is so that it's not only by birth, where there is more of a svara to the doyim as if he killed it. No, that the side of Reb Nosson was Kemi She'einu Shud, and that's applicable both by Shor and Goy and Shorim. Kemi She'einu Shud. The Rabbanon wants a chiddush in Rabbanon. Why are you telling me not a chiddush in Rabbanon by two Shorim?
Why does the Rosh Hashanah apply to both?
The story of Reb Nosson was that according to this Gemara, what we're learning now, this Gemara is teaching us that the principle of Reb Nosson was that we treat it as if you don't have a partner you complain from, we treat it as if you don't have a partner.
So, long this is where it is,
so maybe just give us some of the so the show doesn't have to pay. Then the other part is that he didn't have a partner. That's what we see from this. So we go back to Bori, and on Amud Aleph we had the case of Shor and Bori, and then the Shor didn't have to pay because he was a town. He only had to pay 50%, and the Bori had to pick up the pieces. Why? Why did the Bori have to pick up the pieces? So the Gemara on Amud Aleph said it's horror because we found it inside the Bori, and I was given the Bori down and did it all. So you might have thought, maybe that's the svar of Nosson. The reason why you're fighting is just this specific halacha about going up to Delta, you killed it, and that's why you have to pay. But then, if so, you wouldn't be able to say it by Shor and Shor. So what if the Shor doesn't have to pay? But me, Mr. the Shor, that Shor had it, I didn't do it all. Why should I have to pay? If the svar was because after Delta, I found it in your pit, and that you're the one who killed it, that's not relevant to me. But this Gemara is teaching us that wasn't the chiddush of the Nosson. The only guy is thinking of Nosson only said about Boyer, and the svar was because after Delta. No, the svar of the Nosson is applicable also by two shvarim. I could be by two shvarim. There's a different svar. You're wrong. I wasn't the svar. The svar wasn't because it looks like you killed me. I found it in your pit. You have to pay. The svar is if you don't have a partner.
Where does Moshe need to change their mind?
Not change their mind. Don't make the mistake.
You said it adds before. We didn't retract. Now you're most people retracting.
Right. So in which way? In which way? I did say that answer tomorrow. That answer was just to explain why, even if you're 50% of the damage, you have to pay more than that. Even if we say each partner is considered to be 50, then how can it be the Balabai has paid more than what he did? Each partner is only 50%. Their power can take off, and their partner can take off. How can it be the Balabai has paid more than what he did? That's a sorrow because of Ashkatazi we found in your book. But if we would hope that each one did 100%, each one's considered 100% for share, then we don't need that svar anymore. If each one did 100%, considered 100% for share. So, in a case that's a two shvarim, how much is each share meant to damage, each share liable for? Really, 100%. Just there's no reason for the nizik to get 200%. We're going to divide up the cost. But really, each one is liable for 100% of the damage. So now, if my partner is a partner that can't pay, so it's as if I don't have a partner. So I, who did 100% of the damage, has to pay 100% of the damages. And my partner doesn't exist. That's the svar of Nosson. Svar of Nosson was, if your partner doesn't pay, your partner doesn't exist. If you are on your own.
Okay, but then we only have, so if we don't have 100% because it's 50. It's 50 in order to be it. So that's
so if we would, no, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's because of Shaitan. Shaitan is 100%.
Okay, but oh, that's because it's first time, right? Mm-hmm. So the other one is cool, that's so 100%.
So if
you know, then you also hold it on the previous album with the that involves that they're each the board and the shore 100%. Mm. So he's not paying more than what is required. He's actually paying.
That's Satan, the end of the day, not there. Satan, the end of the day, is going to point out. This old one, old Alephant, said about us, get Dalton, and found in your pit was all only to extend one should pay more than what you are liable for now.
Right.
You're only liable for 50%. Why should you have to pay 75%? Smart, us, get Dalton, don't make your wish, Mojapal, right? It's a smart, the same. But if you're all that each one's liable 100%, so I don't mean that smart, old Alephant. So now I've got two shvarim. Each one did a libel 100% for the damage. Each one of them. If you would be able to claim from both, which you are able to make, if you would be able to claim from it, theoretically you could claim 200% of the damage. Obviously, you would never do that. We'd always divide that between the two of them. But theoretically, you'd be able to claim 200% of the damage. So do I have a partner or not? Says the Rabbana, yes, you've got a partner. You have a partner. So maybe you only have to pay 50% of the damage because you have a partner. I, that partner's not going to pay. Too bad. But I have a partner. If not, since it's going to be shame, look, you don't have a partner. If you don't have a partner, you pay the whole thing. Because you're liable for 100% of the thing.
Can be shame, though.
Can be shame.
And what will happen to the other kid?
Which other kids?
The bowl.
Why should?
Because this thing would be case.
Why?
Because the only world in this case. In this case, it's like you don't have a partner because you don't have a partner because of the Shem. So that's why. What does the Rav see anywhere? I'm just asking to learn how to do that. What does the Rav see here that we're supposed to apply now?
We're meant to ask ourselves like this. The Gemara brought down the Rav and Rav on Amadai and bring it again on Amadai. Why? Why is the Gemara bringing it again on Amadai? It's coming to teach us something.
Well, in case.
It's coming to teach us that place. It's coming to teach us this Rav. Now, once you have this Rav, and they applied as much in the on the as well. This tomorrow, Kamisha Engloy should have is just as applicable here as it is before. For it and show it. They also the show time, show you orders. The show time can't pay 100%. Right? Show more can't pay 100%. And he only paid show time can't pay 100%, only pays 50%. And the boy had to pay out why? But exactly the same tomorrow. Kamisha Engloy should have. Exactly the same story. The story we say is the black hole there as well.
Why did we say those words back then? Why didn't you see those words?
So that's where there's a mocking for an error. And that's why there's a commercial law. That you're quite right. The Rashi only explained it over part of the day. Now, on the other, we weren't forced to say that was the longest. We could have said there's more of a reason in a bury to have to pay because it's found inside it. Maybe it's more of a longest. That's all good for what the Chiddush of Rav HaFetz is, the new stage. This stage is teaching us that that's not the longest. The longest is not because you found it in the pit. Had you just had Omid Aleph, you might have thought that way.
Even Rav Bill is not applying just to this case.
Why should it be just him?
Because it's a different case. It's a unique case. Where here you can really say that it does not exist. It's like
is to have a partner, just he's possible.
He wants to go find in the field.
I'm asking you why, what the spoiler character
is. It's a different thing, it's a unique case where we.
What's so unique about it?
There is no.
There is a shukr. He doesn't have
a financial.
Right, with you, that's the point. You have a partner who's not financially liable. That's just as much applicable as any other case.
More important is that there's a unique element here when it comes to English. Hashem is not obligated to pay for any damages.
And the Torah talks exactly the same thing regarding the Shoei Tam, that he's not liable to pay for more. I'm asking you a Svara Chari. And every time we have things, we have to learn the dollar, we take the dollar. Unless you have a reason, which is clearly not. And clearly, the way you learn in any case, the frustration is false, and you have one case, and you extrapolate from one case to another case. So, if you could tell me a Sa'ala Khali, then I can't extrapolate. As much as there's no Sa'ala Khali, then that's exactly the point. And that's what takes us coming to Dada. Kamashra Lon, that Bina Mishne Shvarim, let me tell you, Bina Mishne Shvarim, one of them absolutely not. Bina Mishne Shvarim, that's what takes us coming to Dada. In my two Shvarim, this Svara applies.
Okay? But well, it doesn't work out to talk about this case.
What?
Why does the word have to have two shvarim like kill
and what would be the case?
be two shvarim, double shvarim.
Yeah.
That can't that they build another show. One guy can't pay.
Why can't you pay? Why can't you pay?
I can't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was somebody had to pay. Can't pay.
Why can't you pay?
Can't pay. He's not around anymore. Well, papers.
Huh?
Papers.
No, I'm not at all. Neither at all. Not they can't pay because
it doesn't right. Money. So that's the financial. He was there and he was there and somebody took all his money.
That's a circumstantial reason why he can't pay. It's not a lot of it can't pay.
Very nice. It's very nice.
So what? Look at all. He had a chiyuv to pay. So why should I have to pay?
So the estate
is only in the case when the guy is there and says, I'm guilty to the form. The third is that regarding financial things, you are not on security on either. That to me seems stupid. The fact that the person defaults on payments or dies and doesn't exist, why should that be a reason why I have to pay? Why the other partners have to pay? But if the store, as far as these damages, I'm not involved. So then to me seems stupid. So you could have a key. I just want you to speak out. It could be a key. Perhaps show it on a symbol. Together, right? How much would the same one have to pay? Could have. So it's time to more together again. So it's time to pay. Same one pays. Could be a case that he would have to pay. So more would have to come to him, awesome. He'd have to pay 75%. Here we go, better case. So more than 100%. Okay. So. I'll go over Tesis, just I think the words are in Tesis. Kamash Ralon, Tesis tells us.
Which one is it?
Hon Kerabon, second Tesis on the page.
Okay.
Kamash Ralon, the Afila Mishneh Shvarim, even by two Shvarim. Yeah, I think Kamoy Bishoyim. This doesn't say Dafka here. Two Shvarim, even by two Shvarim, the Din will be the same like a Shoyim. Abba Gavdi Bishoyim, and Nosen, even the Machen Berk, and Nosen, the Shaykh. Fail. I mean, there's more of a reason why I would say this clown. Because I'll say, I'm not to say, I found your ox in my boy, and therefore ask it out there. You can't say that. Nevertheless, that's the finish of this Gemara to teach us the information and show you so. Okay. Rabbanon, what's the chiddush of the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, like Kamash Ralon, the chiddush of Rabbanon is the loitim, you shouldn't say Dafka Rishay Raboy or Min and Haki. Dafka Rishay Raboy. You know why you don't clear me from the story? You remember the case of the Shay and the Boy? The Shay pushed that on to the Boy. Show it to Shay Tam. The Shay doesn't pay more than half. And what was the din? Let the story out. The boy did the main mice. We you called the Bavli, and he killed because the boy is the one that's actually killing it through the hevel. So melekachloi not el chiyuv al shoy. That's why the shoy didn't need to pay more. Avagal to lekedish b'lemuyeh, even though you can't claim from the boy. Avol b'shoy. Shame is that Ikea has a case when there are two shvarim, and each of them do more than the other one. Hava mine, you might have thought Afila Rabbonon. You might have made the mistake the other way. Said, you know what, Rabbonon also agree that if you have two shvarim or equally damaging, then each one has to pick up the other side pieces. You might have thought so. Why by boy to show that the show time is going to get into a boy? And the Shaitan only pays half. And why doesn't the Shaitan have to pay the part of the boy? Why doesn't he have to pay the whole thing? Answer would be because the boy is the main thing. Then again, when they're both equally, they're both doing 100%. Maybe the show would have to, one partner would have to pay, take up the pieces of the other partner. Masvon, no. A bond and hold, one partner never takes up the other partner, never ever. Even if they're both equally and it's not one doing more than the other, they're both doing 100% of the damage. Nevertheless, we say, you have a partner, you don't need to pay the other partner's part. And Ravon and Ravnason telling us that the partner, if one partner can't, halakhic is done pay, then the other partner has to pay his half, regardless whether the other partner did a lot of it, more of it, or equal of it, doesn't make a difference. Either way, it's Kamisha and it should have been, he pays 100%. Okay, coming up in Tesis. What's the Yisoid between Ravnos and Ravon? Kunj Ravonon, if you have two people, two animals, two things were involved in the damaging, you have a partnership. And therefore, you never need to pay more than 50%. Never. But you have a partner. Either on the partner account doesn't have a lot to pay. So what? You have a partner, you never need to pay. Doesn't make a difference to me whether the other partner who is possible for paying was considered the more prominent partner or as equal partner. It doesn't make a difference to me. You have a partner and you're Potter from paying the other party's part. Contra nothing the other way around. You always need to pay. If your partner luckily has a tour, you always need to pay. It's as if you don't have a partner. Irrelevant whether your other partner is irrelevant whether the other partner is, whether you were more of a prominent part, or if you weren't more of a prominent part, if you and another partner damaged together, irrelevant if you are the more prominent part or not, if the other partner has a tool, it's Kamisha and Shutum, and then it's considered as if you did the whole thing and you have to pay the whole thing. So go to our bottom. It's, you're always Potter, irrelevant if your other partner is the more prominent or not, you're always Potter. I mean, even the other partner is not the more prominent part, you're Potter. And if you're not, and you're always Chayev, it doesn't make a difference if you're the more prominent part or not. Even if you're not the more prominent part, you need to pay the full amount. That's what's coming out of Texas. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara on the day. That's why we're thinking that Shvarim is supposed to vote. Because if I vote, one's the more prominent part. So you might have thought, that's where Ravnosson said his din. Or you might have thought, that's where Ravnosson said their din. But in the case when they're both equal partners, maybe you wouldn't say the din. The Mashalon, no. The Mashalon, even when they're both equal partners, Ravnosson would say your father, and Ravnosson would say your chai. Okay, now, the end of Tesis is important. Yes, we are on the Gimel on the base. Taste the second taste. Oh. Venerally. Yes.
The bottom case in the Gibbon was the number of where he was on Kaddish space with Evan on the flip from the bowl. He also gave us Savara. He was saying that you're the one who caused it to fall in.
You might have thought so. You might have thought that about everyone could say, why should I have to pay? And my stone couldn't have done anything. Come out shalom. No. Since the stone on top of a part of a pit, you can't claim that Kilu had there not been a pit there. There wasn't a pit. So you're not. But the having of the Gemara, in that case, according to Rabbana, only the Baal Evan.
According to
Rabbana, according to Rabbana,
the fourth time. And it's not because of these claims that, oh, you're the one who caused it. It's instigator.
So, could have not said, Poshawise should both be high, because they both caused it. They're both boy. They're both equal there. They're boy. And it's Takara. One made the boy, one made the Takara. Could have not said, Poshawise.
It's confusing. It's a two-man horse. That's my horse. You look at that ball. Yes. People who shall come back. That is the number of
The last part of the Gemara is the easier one, in that way. That you have an Evan on top of the body. Put your bomb and you go according to the instigator. Put your knots and you go according to both. And then there's another chiddush in Nosson, the one that one that defaults, the other one I pick up. That you don't have it. Now we're going back to the second point. Why is the one that defaults? Well, if they default, they don't mean they don't have money. Halachically, he doesn't have to pay. The words of Yossi are crystal clear, because you have to be picking on the cake. And if the Torah says that you're not liable for this, if the Torah says you're not, then you didn't take part. As far as this is concerned, you're not, you didn't do anything. That's the finish. One case would be so sort of a dodge.
So, one of the partners is totally broke. According to Rav Nachman, the other partner doesn't pay 100%.
No.
Guys, the ability to pay is a problem.
Big Europe. Music to the air, sure. That's right. Right. So, if I have a partner with the Torah, says this guy doesn't need to pay. Why? Because he got two. Why he got two? He down for some dollars. He got two. Ah, if he got two, then there's no partners in the money, there's no partners. So you have to pay it all. I want to finish up and say it's important as well, but then we can discuss a bit more. The Torah is now pointing out. Remember, Muhammad Adolf, we had my figures. How do we view it when two partners damage? Do we view it each one did 50%? So isn't that pointing out important point? It's not possible to say that each one did 50%, and yet the show has to pay more. According to Ravine, the show has to pay kuloi, has to pay the whole thing. Why? He only did, if we say each one only did 50%, that's how we view it, then he only did 50%, why should he have to pay 100%? They'll also say, yeah. By Bori, we had this Bori of this Dorit Mechanisha, oh, because we found him. Bori, it looks to be the whole thing. But there's nothing doing right here.
He said Mu'ad. It's known that on his own in the past, he's
He would have done. But what is that? How do we view it? How do we view when two animals kill together? It's the Shayna Ramadani. How do we view when two animals go together? One side of the Gemara was that we view it as if each one is only liable 50%. That's how we view it. Since it happened every day through two animals, each one's only liable 50%. To begin with, before we get to the last one, each one's only liable 50%. If that's true, there's no way you can up it to 100% because we've not. I only did 100%, only liable for 100%. So only did 50%, only liable for 50%. I'm kind of going to have a high one. Says places, this tomorrow is going to be the second. The first time. Every time you have two partners, and each both of them were 100% per share, then they are both 100% liable. As we said, can't claim 100% from each of them, but they're both 100% liable. And now we can understand if you have two shvar and then damaged. Each one's 100% liable. And the Pesulim of Doshim is possible, so then we move the shift of those responsibility to the other animal. You're 100% liable to pay 100%. Let's read that inside. It says it's important to speak out, and I read it inside. Nearly read. We are halfway, just over halfway down the table. We nearly read that by Ravine, Svilu, Ravine, Hold. I could have taken off it, I could have taken off it. Each one did the entire thing. Each one is considered as if they've done entire damage. These really, because if you would hold Pelkin in Scotland, that each one only did 50, Loma Yurim Rav Nosson. Why should Nosson say the Chilekish Telumi Ma'ai Mishtari Ma'ai? That if you can't pay for one bar and the other bar has to pay, oh, no, Shaykh Ocho. In our Shayat time, and the reason we said Ramad Aleph of an altar, the biblical chapter, I found the ox in your boat. Okay, Adka. So the main Rashi we're talking about for each one is 100%. But this now is a question. Why in the we're trying to give answers. What's that Rabbi? What's that Rabbi? Why didn't we say another answer? The Rabbi and Rabbi are arguing on this point. Rabbeinu said they have to pay kula, is he held that each one did still take care. And Abai said you have to pay 50 because each one did 50. Let's say Abai and Rabbeinu both hold of it. And the shaila is how much do we say each one's liable from the beginning? Says Tosfos, I didn't want to say that. But look at my whole character of Nosson, how command on a Falcon is over, how command on a Kulin is over. Modern suggests I'm just in the near a little bit of Gemore, Tom Risho, Shama Rabbi Ike. Ike reason is the Ike thing we had on Ahmad Ali. Don't Kulin is over to each one 100%. So that's why the Gemore is going there. Okay, what we could look at both sides. Now, what's it? We're going with that, Mahalak, we're going with Rabbi. Halach l'maisa, if you have two shvarim damaging together, each one's liable 100%. That's halach l'maisa, each one's liable 100%. Obviously, further paying up, then we divide up the payment between them. If one of them is possible from paying, the country of Nosson, can meet shame of the other partner paying his responsibility, which is 100%.
So then the previous case before,
you have a shori and a boat pushing side, and according to Nelson, the reason why the boat pays three quarters is because the shori only pays his quarter, and his father, he should really pay 100% of the boat. This Gemara is taking that on, and that's the right thing. Why is Gemara taking it on?
That was just having said that. Well,
I must say, I personally had this question when I'm in the city. So, yes, you wouldn't have to say it. There's no way that we can say that you have to pay more than what you did. That was the Gemara's question on all that. The only answer was that we found in your pit.
But even in 50-50, even the half of it, 50-50. Yeah. We still saw that even if in consideration of that, we still saw that the one that you read, and that was typical, the one that answered this is gay. But since I found that in your pit, it looks more as if you killed it. That's not relevant by two stories.
Why does it look more that I did more than him?
Not whether more or not, because his rhyme is different. As I was suggesting, because they're both, the one is Mu'ar. And because he's Mu'ar, and you know that he is killed in the past.
They're both Mu'ar.
Then there's already a Chazaka that this animal would have been killed.
If you say I only did 50%, right? I mean, I could have done it when I was wild, and he could have done it when he was wild. But since together we did it, it's considered if you only did 50%. So I only did 50%. So why do you have to pay more than 50%?
In this case, we can't see you. We can't see that on those short term investment partner. And we have one of those love that the capital is one, and he's killed in the past. I'm going to look at it if he killed the entire land his own. And
I'll be
able to pay. Different.
No. Okay. Let's see the Gemara has. On my own. Show you the stock of the body. Showing an ultimate to push an animal into a body. Then you need a doctor. So regarding music, both show you an ultimate hybrid. It's a good one for you. Then you have both born. Remember, an ultimate music, besides music, it's also a high four. Shevet, Tzar, Ripoy, and Boishes. You can't pay the doctor's fees, the Boishes, and the Shevet's the fact that he's unemployed, and the Tzar. That only an Odom's Chayim, not a Shoy. And the name Lodos, the Odom Chayim, the Shoy, the Boy Pot, the Shoy, and the Boy Pot. meaning the Kaifa, regarding Kaifa, Mishlejus and Eved, only a show tied to that. So, show with the Kaifa and all the Babu and the Ptulu. Meaning Kaidim, the show of Sulam with Ashim, all of the show of Kayabim, or Boy Potto. The halacha is the Boy Potto for Kaidim. So, regarding Kaidim, the Boy would be Potto, but Adam and Show don't have that at all. And show of Sulam with Ashim also. The boy is Pato. Why is the boy Pato with Shapesim and Dashim? On my timer. On my brother, it's more scratch. My timer. On my brother, I'm Mace, the Eloi, Misha, Misha, Loi. He also is a chain of Misha. Special Pato, the same boy, the Pato for Shapesim and Dashim. Okay. So that's what the Gemara said so far. So Rashi, Shoi, Valdem Shadokhoi, Rahapi, down the page in Rashi, the first word of the line is Valdem Shadokhoi. So the echo together they push something to the boy. The name is Shlosham Shufim, and it turns out all three of them are Shufim. But in the Kashoy and Dami, Benezek and Dami, Ashoy Baboy Baodom, they all Shufim. Ashoy Baboy Baodom. In his object, the Goy and Dokwe Shamodom, Rosak, Nishamim Ben Kunam Kastomo. The three, all of them, they pay the loss of the land. That's what we pass in by boy. The rule, show the other, that's picked out of kind. That's referring to if the other died, then the boy is possible. You're going to not say, ever is me, I've all been docking. And this is Rashi and that according to you go from the instigator. So if you go from the instigator, this Mr. Boy doesn't say anything because he didn't instigate this. That's important again. But the place the Rashi began at Nossan, he says, you don't have us equal to the instigator, and therefore they're all equal parts.
They're
all chayyim. Oh, really? Well, in case of the question, you pay,
you
shouldn't pay a
third.
None of them are
positive.
They're saying they're all
chayyim. Okay, but in the case coming up, we're going to have one.
Okay, so ask your question to Masih. Yeah.
So this whole Gemara is playing on Rabbah.
That's a Rashi tells us. So, Rabbah Dvorim, chain the Vadmi Nezik. Regarding Rabbah Dvorim, besides Nezik, it would be the Odom's side to pay. Odom Shadoch Bechai. I'm going to show you Rabbah Dvorim. The camera on Ishba Misoi, but then show you Rabbah Misoi. Came with me, Rodah is an awesome city, but it's fun. So here's your point.
Yeah,
doesn't speak out regarding Nezik Tzarik with Shemesh Beishas. What would the Rabbanon say in that case? Nezik Tzarik with Shemesh Beishas is an odom damage together with a shor. The shor is not a pattern there, but the Tzarik with Shemesh Beishas. Only an odom. What would we say? Well, come to Rabbanon, it's a partner, and if he only has to be a good order.
And Rock said, what I actually said, oh, no, a third. Same third, because all of them are according to him, all of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure that. It's very interesting. Or, couldn't draw a bond on it, and it showed that. Would we say that the other only pays half of the day, half of the tsar?
Well, the thing is, though, Adam, he's doing their Adam Mazar. He's actually. So the shore is because of Shmira, that they're different, one being more responsible than the other.
I've never had that in KTA, but all of them have showed it together that they come to our bond and you wouldn't be able to throw all the time. As fast as it is, you would. And Shat is like this. There's a difference between Tsar, Rifu, Shevet, Bishop, and Shoyt Solomon Doshim. Shoyt Solomon Doshim is Chayek for Nezik. Surely it's not a planet. And the Torah said, Sodom and Gomorrah is part, is a good part. Say that you have somebody who really should be a part, huh? And it isn't. It says, well, we looked at the part. Then again, when you have Tsar, Ikushev, and Bridget, which was written about these animals at all, they're not part of the, they're not included in the Salah of the flood. So then the Torah even comes there, but they're not awesome. That they're not included at all in this whole discussion. Possibly in that case, the other would be half there more.
It's a non-story because it's a different.
Right. It's by Karen, let's say. Karen was said on the show. The Torah said, yeah, but this show not. Okay, so he's a part. Not in the story. But if Nedek, yeah, Tsar, Yukon, Shevin, Bush, never said the Chlal by the show, so of course he's not a part. He's not a mandala.
Not a couture, it's not an Indian principle.
Right.
Did you
say? Right, Sherekarian, he's in the parasha, which is the very part of it. He's in the parasha. He's in the parasha, I have a partner. Maybe I have something which is a cloud in the cloud, not relevant at all, like Dr.
Spencer.
So it's of course the wrong asking to also in this case.
So he gets your case instead of the probably the two damages for going with the MG. So it's a MG is not in the parasha, like the Caleb involved in the board. So it's the same thing. The board is in the parasha, well, the MG, Caleb, so therefore it comes to pay.
Yeah. Okay, it's a very interesting argument.
Never heard that's
not relevant. Because point out,
the
loss, right?
The first point of the loss is the
first word on the line of the Valmi. Adam shadoch for Kaim, Avon Hashem Rabbi Ptorim. They came on Ishba Misoi Veloishoi Gamisoi. We did this one. Rechim Dei Brothers and Oshkisi Veloishoi. Okay. The Indian Kaifer. Regarding Kaifer, if Emet got killed in Mace, the Shoi Kaim, the Dino Igmut. But Adam and Boi Ptorim. Adam and Boi don't need to pay Kaifer. Why not? Why don't the Adam and Boi pay Kaifer? Adam, the Vaktor of Woman. Adam, because he is from the Israeli family. Even if they didn't warn him for the Misa, he's still part of the Tonavichis here. Like Bryce says, Tonavichis is well known. Tonavichis here, but near the fact that he said that the third said as much as he would be part of a moment if he would have been Kai Misa, you're part of a moment even if you're not Kai Misa. That means it didn't accommodate the army, not only if you actually kill the guy, but rather anything which is, would have incurred the fear of capital punishment, there's no fear moment in such a case. They pushed it into it, the Shoyb Son of Doshim, they already had the pigeon, the Korean of the Shoya Ebu Akha Shapodah. Why would you have to pay anything? Why does the Shoya have to pay for not being in the Shoya Son of Hidashim? I mean, it's K-Hemish. Answer is no, it's already had the pigeon. If I had the pigeon, therefore it's not anymore. Hekish is the idea of the Ebu. Why is the Boy Potter? My time in Boy Potter, the Sibah Mitz Yelo Yavah Boy. Misha Mitz Shaloi. Sheyachalim Kan Avela, you could sell them Avela. Yotzuzu. Shabbat Mitzvah, even though it's had a pity, you told on the Kabul, you have to bury it. So, I mean, I got him Sodom Gdoshim. It says regarding Sodom Gdoshim Shemitu that have been redeemed, the descendant of Bechor, take this, Tizbach, Veloi, Gizel, Boso, Veloi, Boro, Vachalto, Veloi, Kavecha. The prophet says that you can shecht it. What does it mean, Tizbach? You can shecht it, you can eat it, you can't use the wool. You can eat the meat, you can't have the milk. The chalto, you can eat it, but you can't give it to your dogs. So once it's delivered, there's nothing more you can do with it. You can't avoid the misignation. A kochim, la chilon, le klon. So not paying the English to feed it to the dogs. Okay. Pretty good, and halfway down the page, probably by the Rabba. How can you tell me? Then show up some of the potter in the bow. Rabba hasn't something about it. The bow, Rabba. Show up some of the dosh offer the bow. Now, what's that offer? Hi, my mate, your boy. Permission, my shalloy. Your to the chain, I make sure. Do we say this word is going to tell me that Shopsim Rudoshim is no liability with the bow? Or do you then? Bamitia Loy is going to tell me some other halacha completely. The Bailim, the Tabra, the Benevedo, the Os. Now, if an animal falls into a pit and dies, who is responsible to remove the carcass from the pit and sell it? A Bailim, the owner of the animal. Bamitia Loy. No, the owner of the animal, the Bailim, the Tabra, and the Veda. So, how can you tell that Bamitia Loy is coming to tell me? Then Shoyb Sunam Doshim is proper, or Rob was unsure about it. Answer the Gemara, boss of the Bayah on the Doshim. You're right. He once was unsure about it, and then he resolved it. And he holds the net. If the Shoyb Sunam Doshim falls in a bow, you're potter. And the Bayah on the Tabra and the Veda and all, how does he know the Bayah are the owner of the dead animal responsible to remove the carcass? How do we know that? Now, Kalamian Bamesi Eloy the show. You learned it from a different Bamesi Shaloy. There's two, says twice in the Pasha, one by Bo and one by show. I cause this Bamesi Eloy the show. You're not going to say the man with the company. What made you say that? There's two times it says Bamesi Eloy. One time by show and one time by Bo. The one by show teaches us that the owner of the music has to deal with the car. He has to sell it. I mean, just to explain it, we always just for oh, it's still good to know. If the animal was one's worth 10,000 shekels, and as a dead animal is worth 1,000, so does the owner, does the mother have to pay 10,000 shekels? And he can get 1,000 shekels back by selling the carcass. Or can he say, look, I did you a 9,000 shekel damage, and you go and deal with the carcass? So I'm not going to only have to pay 9,000 shekels. He does not need to pay the entire 10,000 shekels. But where's the Makori for that? Answer is by Shari, it says that. That makes the yellow. Says the word that makes the yellow by Shari. It also says that makes the yellow by Boy. That will tell me that sort of lost from your potter. So the question is now, why are we saying by Boy there's a Ptur of sort of Rudoshim? And by Shari teaches us that the Biden is up in Veda. Maybe swap it around. Maybe the show is potter by Psalm Rudoshim. If a show doors of Psalm Rudoshim, the show is going to be potter. And the boy, that means your own boy, will come to teach us the other locker that the binding of the time is going to be. That's the question we're going to my causes, that means you're like the show, Marcus, they the binding of the time is going to be there. That means you're like the boy, Marcus, they the Misha Mishaloi, April, and I'll do it the other way around. I read it quite fast, but I've spoken out outside. But anyway, just for the sake of it, we'll translate the words as well. My cousins, why? What made you see? What made you look at it this way? The Bamisi Eloi, the show that the Pasuk of Bamisi Eloi that's written by Shoy, Marcus Lay, you used it, the Bailey Metapner, the teachers, the Bailey Metapner. Bamisi Eloi, the boy, and the Bamisi Eloi, the boy, you used to teach me Marcus Lay and Misha Mishelo. April cannot do the other way around. Maybe teach us that the show is part of Solomon Doshim and the boy will be high. No, it's Tava, Potter, Gabi Boy. Stoma, the Ptor is by Boy. Pile of Potter, it's a Kalim. We see the Torah said by Boy in a special term. And Boy is Potter for Kalim. The Boy is very killed. The man is Stoma. If we have to choose somewhere that somebody's not going to be high for Solomon Doshim, this Dhamma will pick on boy. Thank you, Gemara. Hello, Rabbi. So we got me show you. Let's put it by show you with Tor. Why? She came part of the Chatzin Nezek. The show has a Tor, a written Tor that you're having your half done in damages. You know any of the other obstacles you can, you only have half. Such a cooler. It's an amazing cooler. I'm one of the others, and then you pay half, how can I be? So maybe you did that, I want to put the suits on the dosh. Says the Gemara, no, Chatzin Nezek You don't find anywhere that the Torah completely exempted one of the obvious indicators from damages apart from boy. A bird, whether damages a plea, the Torah is completely possible. So when we're looking to find who's going to be the one that's not chayiv at all for shoyt shel mikdashim, we're going to put it with the one that the Torah said is a complete tool, and that's boy.
One is dealing with also the damageor, you know, what's the status of what is the damageor versus the plea, which is what is being damaged.
What do you mean? I'm not sorry. In both cases, we're talking about something where
I know, but the focus is on what's being damaged. No one's focusing on who is causing the damage.
No. Both of them are focusing on who got damaged.
The short term, it's only had seen what caused the damage. Oh, because of what caused the damage, you're only half liable.
We're talking about things that got damaged, and the day exempted things that got damaged. Shows that we lost in bottle and Kaylee's bottle. The shine is where to put that thought regarding which damager should be given the tool it doesn't need to pay for the thing that got damaged. Do we say, because there's only one bottle, I mean, really, one
for the team, twice.
One you need to tell me buying the company, and we're left with one. There's only one bottle, so we need to choose either the show. All the boat and the other one will which one of the damages should we give them the cooler that they don't need to pay for the thing they got down? Mm-hmm. So let's look at the damages and see what cooler we gave them. So regarding show that the cooler, he only pays half damages for the damages he does. Regarding boat as a cooler, he doesn't need to pay for the damages he does regarding Canaan. Regarding Boyd is a total killer regarding Canaan. Regarding Shoah, there's only a 50% across the board. Right? If it's a short time, you only pay 50% across the board. Which one's considered more of a.
No, short time would still be like for.
Only 50%.
So it's only 50% on what it costs the damage on the Karen, and it should only be another.
So the 50% across the board by Karen, the only thing 50%. Don't make a difference whether you damage Canaan or animals, anything, only 50%.
No, because it would be Muad, because it's stepping up.
He bought it. He's all clear and smashed it. Keep it.
So
across the board, this year has a tour.
Okay.
And the boy doesn't have a tour across the board. Which one should we put shapes in the gosh with? Which one should we say should have the patur of Shoytzer and Gosher? The one that's got the patur across the board, or the one that's got the patur in total? Says the Gemara, if we're going to find the one that's got patur in total, he doesn't need to pay anything, he gets the one that we say is part of Shoytzer and Gosher in total. Right? So they go together.
That's what he gave
them. Just like we find a boy, he's part of completely for Kadim. So it'll be part of completely for Shoytzer and Gosher.
It's not a clean. We need to put
this cooler with something where we think it makes sense he should get the cooler. So we've got choice. Either show, then the show get a cooler regarding 50%. Or boy, because the boy gets a cooler regarding Canaan. Makes sense to put it with boy, which gets a cooler regarding Canaan, because that cooler was a total cooler. Similar to Shape Seven Dodge, which is a total being straight thing. If we see the Torah says by boy, for something at least, it doesn't need to be anything, it makes sense regarding. So the Dodge also, he should get totally covered. Therefore.
Is the chumrah over
So we have to look when we went into this kulah, so we're going to put it with boy or shoy. So the only kulah we find by shoy is half damages. And this is a total kulah. Has to be therefore, that goes with the point. Okay, we've gone well over time.
So shoy should have got to go with the shoy.
Shoy, so the guy who does it for pay. Hopefully tonight is the last day. We're trying to get as far as we can get. And there's not much space, I think, on Nun David that we have to do. But remember, Nun David, we would do that, some small ones. So,
fine. All good things come to an end.